Hi, and welcome to 5 from Overdrive, the show that features the top 5 headlines from our daily email newsletter. And now, here's our host.
Hi, this is Carolyn Mason, and welcome to today's edition of 5 from Overdrive. Before the news, a thank you to our sponsor, U.S. Express. U.S. Express is looking for new drivers and wants you to apply. Visit usexpress.com and learn more about their great benefits package. If you're looking for a new job, give U.S. Express a call. Though Navistar won a ruling last week that dismissed a case brought by rival truck and engine makers about the validity of the compliance certificates issued to the company, the court battle appears to be far from over. Navistar competitors Daimler Trucks North America, Mack Trucks, and Volvo Group North America were back in court Tuesday to argue that the U.S. Environmental Agency violated its own regulations when it issued engine emission certificates to Navistar. The three say Navistar benefited from the certificates of conformity at their expense. Daimler, Mack, and Volvo say they pumped millions of dollars each into developing engines that met the tightening federal emissions regulations, while Navistar was able to sell its non-compliant engines with the nearly $2,000 fine per truck. Loads of food and drink, electronics, metals, and home and garden goods remained hot items for cargo thefts in the third quarter of this year. FreightWatch International released its quarterly cargo theft report this week, which said the number of incidents in the third quarter of this year rose 15% compared to the second quarter. Average value per load lost, however, dropped 5%. Thefts involving thefts of trailers accounted for the vast majority of the thefts, 73%, while driver theft, which involves either direct or indirect involvement by the truck's driver, accounted for 17 of the 231 total thefts in the quarter. Today, on the George and Wendy Show blog, Overdrive contributing writer Wendy Parker brings her wit and sense of humor to the subject of death. Remembering a father of a longtime close friend who recently lost his battle with cancer, Parker muses on life and laughter. She says, "Death has a funny way of making you look at life differently. You have to really decide to be happy and develop coping skills to survive. To me, life is best represented by laughter. To laugh out loud embodies what it means to be alive. Doing it often affirms your place in the mortal coil. I don't care if you laugh at me or with me, just do it." Read more from Parker via her George and Wendy Show blog at overdriveonline.com/Wendy. Well, it's been a while since Overdrive's seen as many kudos as we have for this month's cover featuring small fleet owner Bill Rethwish's Dreamsicle. The bright orange show truck is a 2012 Peterbilt 389 Polar Fuel Tanker Combo Unit. Small fleet owner Rethwish was named the national champion in Overdrive's Pride and Polish Truck Beauty Competition Series at the Great American Trucking Show in August. Find more details and gorgeous pics of the rig via the custom rig section of overdriveonline.com this month. Also, there are lots of profiles of all the National Championship and GATS Pride and Polish winners. On the Channel 19 blog today, take an exclusive listen to trucking troubadour Tony Justice's The Big Road. It's a track from his forthcoming Apple Pie Moonshine record, expected in December. Also this week, Petro's Iron Skillet restaurants nationwide are selling the Justice Burger, a half-pound patty topped with hickory smoked bacon and Swiss cheese that comes with a three-song sample CD from Justice. Find more about it on the Channel 19 blog by clicking on overdriveonline.com/channel19. Writer Todd Dills followed Justice's new record through the production process at two Nashville studios earlier this year. And now for the question of the week. Has the hours of service rules change impacted you? Fewer miles, less income, or have they worked out for you? We want to know. Give us a call at 530-40-VOICE to tell us what you think.
Thanks again for joining us for today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. If you've got something to say, want to answer a question, or just want to let us know what you think about a story, give us a call at 530-40-VOICE. That's 530-40-VOICE. Or give us a shout out on Twitter using the hashtag OVDRadio. We'll pick some of the best comments to read or listen to on air. So with that, we're signing out with today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. Stay safe out there.